You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Earlier in that story from Dalton, Georgia, you heard from Lupe Guido. After her workday at Engineered Floors, she does homework for her classes at Georgia Northwestern Technical College. It's one of two colleges in the city. The other is Dalton State, which offers bachelor's and associate's degrees. Dalton State attracts students from all over the area and the world. It sometimes feeds into the carpet industry. Many of the science majors get job offers from Shaw and other carpet companies. The college is also on the verge of becoming an HSI, Hispanic Serving Institution, which means almost 25% of its students are Latino. A lot of the school's kids are the first in their families to go to college. We met with a group of student leaders at Dalton State. They're friends who are also orientation leaders here.
My name is Diego Alvarado. I am 22 years old, and I am from Morelia, Michoacan, but my hometown, I would say, is Dalton, Georgia.
My name is Laura Licacho. I am 26. I am from Valencia, Spain, but I live in Calhoun, Georgia.
My name is Juan Garcia. I am from Valle Santiago, Guanajuato, but I'm here from Dalton.
My name is Marlon Hernandez Garcia. I'm 23 years old, and I am from San Pablo Pejo, Guanajuato, Mexico.
My name is Megan O'Toole. I'm 19 years old, and I'm from Chickamauga, Georgia.
We asked them about the future, both Dalton's and their own, and they let us listen to a conversation they said they couldn't have with just anyone at school. Megan, the only white student at the table, is part of a trusted group of friends who feel safe here, talking about the world and where they fit in it.
Both my parents work at Shaw right now. They've devoted 10 years to working at Shaw, and it's hard work, but they don't shy away from hard work. They've always told us it's okay if you work at a factory. You know, it pays well, gives you benefits, but they've really fostered working with your mind than working with your hands because they know how hard it is. I mean, we've probably all had those days when your parents come back tired and complaining, but they still go back to it every single day.
Being, I guess you could say, Hispanic or Latino, you live with this racial tension your whole life that a lot of people don't really understand. And it really, really affects you in the way you grow up and the way you study, what careers you choose. When Trump got elected and we found out that he won, I got a lot of racial tension towards me just because of my skin color. Even though I consider myself an American, it's been hard, but I guess what can we do about it?
I think it has brought out the true colors of everyone because, like Juan was saying, do we feel attacked? Yes, every day. But I think this is where the atmosphere comes in, where your open-mindedness comes into place as well. You might get racial comments from students, but then you have to understand that they don't know what it is to have, like, to be stepping in your shoes.
We came here illegally, me and my family. So both my parents, me and my twin brother were illegal. So we went through the same troubles that a lot of undocumented people go through, trying to get a job without a social security card, trying to go to school, trying to get all these programs that benefit permanent residents and citizens. And so we paid hefty fines to become permanent residents. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand about becoming documented is it takes money. It takes a lot of money to become documented. And from the village that I live in, you know, if you work in a car factory for 8 hours, you get $6 American, and it takes about $1,000 to try and document yourself. And you can never get to the point where you can safely go into America and try to find these opportunities. And when people talk about illegal immigration or they talk about legal immigration, I think that's lost the economics of it. So when we got the opportunity to become American citizens, we took it. My mom took the test first. We were all very encouraging of her. But sometimes it's a little on the hard side if you don't know or understand English very well, because there's an English component to it. So she memorized all the questions. So the 100 questions that they could possibly ask you, she memorized all of them and the answers. She has given 20 years of her life to America, to its economy, and 10 years to the Dalton community. So she wanted to become a citizen so she could give more, have the chance to vote in our election. So she memorized all of them and she passed. We were so proud of her. And so my brother immediately went next. He passed. And so I was like, if they can do it, I can do it. So I took the test, passed it, and my family and my orientation family was there. And I got sworn in. Laura Lee came by. It's really encouraging to know that there are so many people out there that want you to succeed.
And I can't wait till I become a citizen. Become a citizen in about 3 years.
Yes, just the way. And it's so be good.
Because, I mean, like Marlon said, you are part of this country. Yeah. This country is home. And it sucks that the government says it's not your home.
And that is something that even if you're Hispanic, but you're born here, you do not know what it feels like just to sit in an immigration office, nerve-wracking, like, whatever I say, if I breathe in the wrong time, like, yes. you get that little red mark that says entry denied and your life is over.
You asked that if we, you know, after we graduate, if we want to, you know, stay here and live here. I actually want to move as far away as I can from here. I plan to actually move to California. Shaw is, like, offering me a sales job on their marketing team. So I was just like, what do I do? Do I stay here or do I go to California and feel comfortable?
I want to come back. I would love to come back and actually work at this college to recruit the Hispanic ones. Because we're about to be an HSI or 24.8 and we just need... Yes. 2020. So
exactly.
Go Roadrunners.
I probably speak for a lot of you, but family is everything. And I would follow my family anywhere across this world to be with them and support them through everything. And I think of Dalton State as my family. They have definitely made an impact on me. And I hope I have made an impact on Dalton State.
I feel the same way. I feel such an emotional connection to Dalton and Dalton State. And I know that I'm probably going to have to leave Dalton eventually to fully get what I want. But my dream is to be able to come back to Dalton and be able to give back to this place that's given me so much. I've been able to succeed in so many things. I've had so many connections. I mean, I'm still technically a freshman, and already I feel like this is home.